Where do flying ants come from? It is a beautiful autumn day, the temperature has dropped, and we are approaching winter. The humidity appears, and after the rain, everything seems normal, but suddenly your attention is focused on a small flying ant that lands on your coffee table next to your lamp. At first, you don't pay much attention to it, but after a while, you realize that this little one has multiplied, and where there was only one winged ant, now there are many more attracted to light. But why is this happening? Where do the swarm of flying ants come from, and why do they appear in my house now? Well, although there are many stories and superstitions about these creatures, the answer is simpler than you think. In reality, flying ants are simply colony breeders that have developed within the colony. The spawners mature, and these winged ants are ready to populate when the colony is ready to expand. So they leave the nest in humid times and low temperatures to avoid dying. That's why we see them everywhere these days. On the other hand, the flying ants behave complexly since each individual has the function of colonizing a new nest, and they know their role in the said task. For example, female ants will shed their wings after mating and spend the rest of their lives within the colony. In the case of male winged ants, they die after mating. What about winged queen ants? Queen ants live for several years. In fact, they live many years longer than the rest of their colony. During this time, they lay thousands of eggs a year, and when the eggs mature, most become workers tasked with foraging, protecting the colony, and caring for the queen's young, starting the cycle all over again. Speaking of his sexual maturity, ants can only be sexually mature and develop wings when they are fed special foods by worker ants. These foods are selected and unique to these members of the mound. The role of flying ants in ant colonies. Mature female and male ants fly out of a colony to mate or join different colonies. Scatter or flight is the term for when this happens. Ants that fly are called swarmers because of their tendency to fly in large groups. Winged ants from different colonies often leave their nests at the same time and swarm together. This behavior helps protect them from predators and increases the chance of mating with different colonies, which helps reduce inbreeding. Why do flying ants come out in spring? The ants swarm around the same time every year, like clockwork. This is because certain conditions must exist for their wings to break free from the colony. These conditions incorporate low winds and high humidity at the right temperature of heat following rain for 3 to 5 days. Late spring and summer are when these conditions are most common, but not all ants are in sexual season at the same time of year, and some even swarm at night. Like the previous case, this will depend on the geographical location and the ecosystem in which these ants develop, since in the North American area, and it is more common to see this behavior during the autumn months. What animals eat flying ants? As we have already mentioned in this blog, ants are protein-rich insects that are part of the diet of many animals, including humans. In the case of flying ants, there is a wide catalog of creatures that take advantage of these nuptial flights to devour them, such as other larger insects, birds, reptiles, rodents, and even other ants. The biggest thing against ants is that both males and females from all colonies of a particular species in a region will fly simultaneously to mate. What generates large flying ants swarming easy to catch for many animals? This maximizes their chances of finding a mate and fits future queens to be successful breeding partners. However, it makes them easy targets. They sacrifice their individual security to guarantee the success of the mission. Winged ants will congregate around trees, bushes, chimneys, towers, and trucks, where once again, they become easy targets.